Your question?
I was saying, so the Earth is facing catastrophic changes in our terms, like when Atlantis went down?
Yes, but Atlantis did not go down overnight. It took them 10 years. And they had forewarnings.
Okay, but are we going down faster?
No.
No, okay.
You will have flooding. You will have some changes. You will have earthquakes, volcanoes, you know, the normal stuff.
Is the Gulf of Mexico a hole because the land once there is missing?
The Gulf is an interesting area because there was too much digging. And it has caused much, much problems that otherwise would not exist, and many problems that are being blamed on HAARP, which are really caused by the over-digging in the Gulf.
Underwater drilling
has been, eventually, this will be forbidden because they will recognize the problems that it has caused throughout the Earth.
When will the first free energy device be available to the masses?
You're going to see it in different areas first. You're going to see it within 2 years in an area of Europe over in Norway is what it looks like for the first one. And it will be available for the masses there, but whether they let on to the rest of the world because they don't want everybody coming to take it from them may be another question. Long term, much of what he has written will be around and people will study it with great detail. The name will last, the teachings will last, and there will be many study groups, and his work will be preserved and it will be treasured, very similar to very religious books and holy books now. However, we see religions as a whole holding on for dear life because more and more people are saying, I don't need the regiment of it, and more materials coming out and people saying, this confines me instead of expanding me, you see. In the short term, we see, depending on some choices that he makes, he will become very much in the public eye. He is a little bit resistant to some of the things that we would suggest that he would do to get there faster. But he will get there.
Do you see any progress towards the molecular relationship?
That will come about because of communities. It will come about as a natural thing with communities. And after you get past 2025 and into 2030, you will find that that is a very natural state of being. Mankind will have evolved in that as a natural state.
Do you see a better place to live within the United States over another?
Well, it depends on what experience you wish to have. Do you want to go fast when you cross over? We could recommend some good areas for that.
I already clarified that, but...
I
heard...
There are areas in Washington and in Oregon that will fare very well. There are areas in Idaho that will fare very well. Arizona will become almost like an island. And we say that not because it's going to be surrounded by water, but because it will be very picky on its borders. And yet it will do this for its own survival. There's more problems now than what's being publicized, even though it's getting more and more publicity now. It is much worse than what they are saying. And they will make the state a bit smaller and able to protect it over time. But it will transition well into the new time period because the land is not going to give people a lot of problems. It's the people coming through the land that will cause the problems, and they'll be able to handle it. They have strong leadership there, and they have a very independent spirit. And so in actuality, they will rise up, and they will demand their freedoms back.
Will they be one of the first states that put up their borders?
They'll be working with other states and they will want to do it far before that they actually do it. But the answer is yes, they would like to already do it.
What's the future of the internet?
The internet expands. It will go through a time period where different governments are going to become more and more radical and try to do something. And you will find in this next 6 months that governments do absolutely irrational things and on the spur of the moment type of things without much thought. And they will attempt to control because of the fear that they are in, that the people are going to start doing what they want to do regardless of the government. And so there will be much clamoring about limiting the internet. But in due time, the internet will expand because the people simply will not tolerate anything other than that.
Do you see anybody in particular in politics or any other field that will be especially significant, whether in a good or bad way, as far as us getting through the catastrophic stuff as well?
There's someone who is not on the playing field yet that's going to come out and be quite significant. Hillary Clinton's going to play a very big part. She's not going to disappear quietly regardless of what she says. We see a woman. Hillary Clinton. Regardless of what she says, she has it much in her desire to be the first woman president, and she will do whatever it takes, good or bad, to get that done. So she's going to attempt over and over again until she succeeds. She is already pulling away from Obama and working behind the scenes. So that is already occurring.
What's the chances of her getting elected president next time?
She's got a good chance.
How will we recognize the good helper that's going to come on the scenes to help?
It will be one that makes way such common sense that people on both sides of the aisle will be so ready for someone who talks reasonably that people will be gravitating in this direction. We see women, more and more women coming into power. There are some that are on the current Republican side that have in their destinies, if they choose to stand up and accept it, will give Ms. Clinton a run for her money. When we look at her, we don't see her as president. She has it in her destiny to be a vice president, but not in her destiny to be a president. So because it's not in the destiny, we would be greatly surprised if she's able to pull it off. In other words, it is not in her contract with God. Sarah Palin would be a tremendous gift for this country. However, we feel that there has been such a movement against her that it would be very difficult, even though she would be excellent. We feel that because of what has transpired, it will take this new person to rise up and take the lead. He doesn't have a chance.
I know as president, how are his views as being correct, or just being biased?
When we look at him, we find him very interesting. We see that he speaks through a lens like most, you see? And yet he is wanting to bring the country back to what he considers rational. And yet, as very rational as he is, he has his own areas where he's also irrational. You see? But the world, this country, given this 15-year transition period, will become conservative and will claim true freedom and come out even better than a democracy, because you will come out with a consensus.